Welcome to Improv Vision,
a podcast where we combine our love for TV with our love of improv.
We're your hosts, Rich
and Carrie.
And now, back to our regularly scheduled program. And welcome back once again to the Improv Vision podcast.
You always sound so professional when you do
the only thing professional
he
I sound.
He doesn't talk like that at all, you guys. And welcome back to the Improv Vision podcast.
I have to.
I'm your host.
It sets a tone, Carrie. It sets a tone.
And then I wreck it. Shoot. Sorry about
that.
Or
I wreck it.
We can start over.
Yep. We have a few things to talk about.
We do?
A couple things, yeah.
Okay.
I will mention Carrie mentioned this earlier on today about, she's watching Happily Ever After. I don't know if there's anything interesting going on in that world. I stopped watching it a couple of weeks ago.
Well, I kind of skimmed through it, and it's basically just, it's nothing. Let's just pretend it
same
doesn't
old
exist.
Garbage. Yes.
And yeah. I think there's probably going to be 20 tell-alls, and, you know.
Yeah, right.
Same, I'm not watching The Single Life, although it's still recording.
Oh, is it?
And I'm deleting it. I'm so good, because I just don't have time.
Yeah.
But there's like, they're already on tell-all number 3, and there's like 2 more tell-alls. I'm like, what?
They've sort of played with different amounts of that, because you may remember that I don't even know which show it was, but one of them, there was like they were showing not only the tell all but then the after party where they're back at the hotel in the bar.
Yes. Well, yeah.
And
so
all that.
So we will not discuss Happily Ever After.
And all the people we hate on that show.
And everybody will be happy ever after that we're not.
Right.
I think the challenge is supposed to start again.
I was wondering about that.
I think so. And I have to look for it because it's on MTV. It's not on one of my regular channels I peruse very often.
But I was very busy this weekend.
Were you?
It was WrestleMania weekend.
Was it?
Yes, so I was glued to Peacock for a while this
weekend. Oh, wow. And did it pay off? Were you excited?
Here's the thing that is my frustration. For our longtime viewers, you may know that I actually went to WrestleMania last year.
On a WrestleMania cruise.
Well, that was the cruise a few years ago. But
I know, but that's even more.
went to WrestleMania last year with my brother. It was my 50th birthday. And the plan was, or the assumption was, is we wanted to see The Rock because there was all these rumors that The Rock was going to be there.
Okay.
Didn't happen at all. The Rock didn't show
up. Okay.
And this year, 1 year later, The Rock is all over WrestleMania.
is he?
He wrestled in a match. He was on both nights.
I'm hearing rumors that he's not in a good place right now with the people.
Oh, I don't know. I know he pissed a lot.
He pissed him off with
arrogance.
The Oprah thing.
Yeah.
But now he's done something else to piss everybody off, and I'm not sure what it is.
There was problems around the time Black Adam came out, where because he was pushing it, you know, he's pushing it to be the biggest movie of all time and blah, 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 and it didn't turn out that way, and he had some problems, I think, with Hollywood in that regard. And so anyway.
I don't know. I think he's pissed off people because of...
Yeah.
Something political, I'm thinking. I don't know what, but
he made
something
some...
political.
Yeah,
and he's pissed off everybody.
Oh yeah.
So now they're pissed off about that, and they're bringing up the whole Oprah in Hawaii thing again.
Okay.
So he's like on a shit list.
Because I was just reading, I was on a social media or something the other day. If I'm correct, and I may be wrong about this, but I don't think I am. I think he supported Biden in what's the last election? 2020.
Yeah.
But he said that he wasn't planning on supporting Biden this time around.
Oh, maybe
that's
what
pissed people off.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I don't know.
It's very hard. He's playing this. He came into WWE this year. Welcome to the WWE podcast.
There you go. Something different. Pivoting.
You can enjoy what my wife gets.
There you go.
Drives her nuts also. But he came in originally. He was planning on having a main event match with Roman Reigns.
You're going to have to edit in at the beginning how fast they have to fast forward to get past all this.
The original plan was he was going to be the good guy, The Rock coming in.
Right.
And the audience booed him nonstop. And so they ended up pivoting to where he became a bad guy in the show.
Okay.
And it became a whole thing where he was the final boss this whole weekend thing. He was an asshole and he was a bad guy. He plays it very well.
Oh no.
But it is funny how it switched from one to the other.
Oh, okay.
All right, now you can resume your
regularly scheduled
regularly scheduled programming. We will talk about the shows that we usually talk about.
Yeah.
Let's go in alphabetical order today. Amazing Race.
Okay.
Season 36, episode number 4.
I don't have a lot of notes, but I had fun watching it.
I find myself because
fast forwarding.
No, not so much. Although, yeah, it is. There's a little longer because of it's 90 minutes now, so they have more time at the challenges. And like you've talked about before, of once the top group goes through and does whatever,
then you all the mid packers, you're like, nah. You just fast forward through them because then you see how they come in towards the end.
Right. This is post Anthony and Bailey,
dude,
getting eliminated. Yeah. So they were the third team eliminated. Another interesting start in this episode, without even no clue, no nothing, but parasailing
loved it
over Columbia.
Loved it. I'm like, wait, I had to back up a minute because I thought I missed something.
Yeah, did they get their clue and they had to go in?
Wait, how come they're already in the air? But I thought that was a great way for them to get to their starting point.
Yeah, yeah, it was a funny start.
And the guy who couldn't walk down the steps is having the time of his life.
That's what I was. How is it you can't go down it's a different. Hill?
It's different. Yeah. I can't be on the side of a bridge.
Yeah.
I'll just die because I'll throw myself off. But I would
jump out of an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny. I thought it was great, though. I really thought right there was going to be the end of his race.
Okay, but at first I thought, because of somebody I saw or how they looked, I thought it was the couple together.
Oh, God.
One and two, and I'm like... Wait a minute.
Who's in charge here?
Who taught them how to do this? And then I realized, no, it's each one had their own master controller. But I was very concerned at first.
Hey, honey, this is great. Oh, my gosh. Look at this view.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Which are these cables? Oh. I know they gave us the tutorial.
Well, I'm holding on to these two.
Yeah.
And you're holding on to those two.
Go to the left. There it is. Oh.
Okay.
So that...
Let's hold these still for a
minute. Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure there was a whole thing that
there was a video. You watched it, didn't you?
I fell asleep, you know.
You didn't watch a video?
No, I was tired. I mean, we've been on these legs.
I was outside. I needed my cappuccino.
Yeah. Oh, we're going up.
Oh, breeze. How do we do this? Oh, look at everybody else is going down that way.
Yeah, they probably watched the video.
How come we're going around this
way? We're heading toward that lake, honey. I'm a little worried about this.
Do you think that's where we're supposed to get our clues?
Do you think, because it looks like the other teams were together with a professional.
Like what?
Like, you know, like a tandem, like a professional.
Like, not together, you and
me? No, yeah. Well, we just jumped into it and took off. And
yeah, because that's what we do. We jump
into
things.
That's right. I heard them yelling at us when we, like, took off. And then, like, I don't know, you know, but we got to win, you know?
We got to win.
Yeah, but, right.
Do you know how to turn this thing around? Because we got to go that way.
No.
Well, I sure as hell don't.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to pull this strap, I think this will make the parachute, the backup open up? No, I don't know.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, we're going to lean left. 1, 2, 3. Whoa, right.
All right. That didn't really help too much.
Okay, no, we're not.
Oh, we're fucked. Honey?
Oh, hey, somebody's coming behind us on their parachute.
Oh, Phil! Oh, hey! Phil!
Hey!
Hey! What the fuck are you doing?
We can't hear you.
What the fuck are you doing?
We can't hear you,
You're
Phil.
Ruining the whole show.
Give him a thumbs up.
Thumbs up, Phil. Yeah, that would have been.
I did. I swore it was a couple, and I was so scared.
Yeah.
Took me a minute.
Yeah.
But it was great fun. I loved the way they started.
Yeah, it was a good way to start the show. Very pretty.
And then they got right into it. They either went to Dance Vibes or Wall Scribe.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never have done the Dance Vibes.
The dance thing, especially, like, that's hardcore moves.
It is hard. And 30 seconds seems like nothing unless you're on stage for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And it could be an eternity. The Wall Scribe wasn't that hard.
Except. If you are sunny and busy.
And then it's hard.
I was, oh my gosh.
But I could see how it would be. Is it earth? Is it world? Is it smaller? Is it bigger? Is it idea? Is it thought? Is it the mirror, or you? I know, exactly. Yeah. So I can see how it has
puzzles.
Some... But everybody seemed to get it fairly easily.
But, like, they have the TH, and they clearly have never done any of these puzzles before.
Well, Danny and his mom.
I mean Dizzy and Sunny. Because, like, they saw the E that was, like, a cursive E, and they're like, oh, that's an ohm.
Every single thing, they misread it almost.
Yeah,
it's like a ski without the SK is a, it's I.
That was so, I. That was the funny, I was laughing at, that was the funniest part of this episode.
Because they were going ski, SKI, but it was skis, so it's is. Mm-hmm. And they're like,
yeah.
The, Earth Eye.
God, I should go back and I should look up what some of their answers were. They were so great.
There were some good ones.
The answer was the world is smaller than you think.
But the good thing, this was what I thought was really different, it seems like. Any other time they miss something, they have to like go back and do it all again something, you know, like go back and walk through it again or something. Mm-hmm. And this one, they just stood there. The world is bigger than you think. The world is smaller than you think. I think the world is smaller. The rat is smaller than the big rat in the magnifying glass. So I was surprised that they didn't have to like, now we have to go and get behind the other teams. I don't know what.
Well, I think especially at the beginning, there was no other team. There was no other team. Stand there and do it.
Because my gay boys are killing it.
They are.
I love them.
Going back to so Sunny and Busy, that's an om. I know a yogi. That's an om.
I'm glad you know a yogi. That's an om. Om. I never thought of that you spelled that. I thought you spelled it O-H-M.
I don't know. Yeah.
Om.
Yeah, right.
That's funny. So, yeah, the dancing, I was already over that before they even suggested it. So.
Sunny and Busy did something which generally doesn't work out. Anthony and Bailey.
Right.
They switched. They switched from that.
From the easy thing to the hard thing.
Right. But they actually did well with it, surprisingly.
They did, yeah.
That was the first challenge they had to do. And then, let's see. Oh, what else did they have to do?
It seemed like nothing.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It seemed like nothing. That's what This episode caught me off guard because it seemed like they did nothing.
They spent a long time with the dance
with and the dance wall and stuff. The wall, and then they make your way to the pit stuff. No, they had to go to the statues. The statues by the castle, by the park with
right.
the
right.
And they had to put all the different statues in the right order.
Oh my God, it's so funny. I must have just been watching.
And look at me. I didn't make any note about it at all.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That must have not impressed us very much. So we both skipped. Yeah, they had to go to the big square and they had all the statues from
Fernando
the
Botero.
Botero,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what that even meant because I wrote Amber and Vinny, Fernando Botero.
Yeah.
And I'm like, was I having a stroke when I wrote that?
And I think it was great that the boys had time in their traffic jam to use the taxi driver's thing. And they were looking up all those...
Oh, the stuff in the park.
The park. And so at least they kind of... Mm-hmm. The poor girl at the last, which ones were they?
The double Dutch. Yeah, the double. Michelle.
She doesn't even know where she's at.
Yeah.
So it's hard to put things in the right place when you're not even in your right place on the map, you know?
It's always fascinating that there's just some people, for whatever reason,
it's not
they can't look at a map. No. They can't figure out a map.
I am not very map inclined myself.
Okay, I will be the map challenge person.
Yeah, because it's always like north is always this way.
Yeah.
Like whatever way I'm standing, if I point in front of me, it's north. Or if I point up, it's north and down is south.
Yeah, Michelle had a very difficult... A couple of teams did. But even... With it, like, look for the landmarks.
Exactly.
You know? Like, they had that building, that striped building.
But they I don't think she recognized that it was a checkered building. I don't think that...
Right.
I don't think that meant... Because she put herself in a whole other building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she thought that was the museum. And
Oh,
my God, it was so hard. Like, again and again.
This is why Amazing Race is great. Because it's like, you don't know which one it is that's going to blow you up and make you just be... It could be like stringing beads on a chain and that's what fucks you up forever.
Right.
And you're like, damn, I did everything else. I jumped off buildings. I paddled through alligators. But I couldn't put the beads on the bracelet. That was kind of interesting.
I believe in this one was, my notes are correct, Amber and Vinny finished first. Not in the end.
They finished first
at the art thing.
Yes.
But Ricky and Caesar still passed them, because the language thing.
Because they didn't know where they were going. And the boys were able to speak in Spanish and ask where they were going.
Right.
The other couple was asking somebody to look up on her phone, and I think she was just scrolling through Instagram because she was not helping them at all.
She's my dog.
And I think they bailed on her, right?
I think they probably did.
And I'm like, how hard is that to look up some location?
The
pit. So I was very happy. My gay boys have come in first twice.
Rick and Caesar.
And second twice.
Yeah. Second, first.
I love it.
They win $2,500 each.
Yep. Cash is always good.
Amber and Vinny, solid, playing very well. Yep. Even though Amber, was this the Amber is in Tears episode?
Well, I think they
Amber, you're super slow. He called Vinny called Amber super slow.
Super slow. She goes, I'm gonna cry if you don't stop. Right, just stop. Yeah.
Danny and Angie, number three.
I know.
Like, that was surprising.
That's because he loves himself a puzzle. And mom is so happy she made him do those puzzles the whole time growing up. Mm-hmm. It's like, no. But I would do good in word puzzles. Yeah. I'd do good in word games.
The one thing with that art thing that I think threw people is people put in the person, and you know this, watching the show, you should know this, who likes art or whatever.
Right.
It's never going to be what you think it is.
Exactly.
It's not you being an artist.
Don't care that you appreciate, you know, Matisse. It's like, find your place on this You Are Here map.
Yeah.
And figure out where everything else is, which was kind of difficult if you can't get your bearings.
Because it's a spatial relations thing.
Yes.
And a lot of artsy people are not usually with that.
No.
So it was a great challenge and even a couple of them mentioned, I didn't think this is what this was going to be.
I know.
So Danny and Angie come in third, Rod and Letitia come in fourth.
But they were pretty, like, not easy challenges, but they were not physically really bad. Mm. Nothing was, well, the dancing was sort of, but they picked that.
Right, yeah.
They could have picked, but I thought the puzzle one, the murals was like super.
It was. As long as you've done those puzzles at some point in your life.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
It's showing me an eyeball. I don't know what that means. Yeah, so that was pretty fun, pretty easy, and no big lick.
Yep, and we lost, Kishori and Karishma. And Michelle and Sean were the last two teams.
Right.
Kishori.
I kind of wish the girls went out. They're kind of being a pain in my butt.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I like Sean and Michelle.
I like Sean and Michelle, and so I was sorry to see them go. I was kind of hoping the girls would have gone.
Yeah, so Sean and Michelle end up going, and then they pull out their ropes, which they always have handy.
And Phil did a good job.
He actually was really funny because they were filming it, and I think the rope hit the cameraman.
Yes.
Like, you get it. That'll make the cut.
Yes. But I liked how he taught him. He said, just jump with me. Just jump up and down.
Right, yeah.
And then they control the ropes around his pattern of jump. You
They're trained professionals.
They are trained professionals. I liked it.
Yeah. So good episode. They're heading to Santiago, Chile next.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. All right, let's jump over to
Survivor.
Season 46, episode number 6.
He's trying to be like him. Jump over to
Survivor. this is right after Jem goes home with an idol.
With an idol.
Yes.
It's a classic now. Mm-hmm. How many people have gone home with idols now?
It used to,
I remember when it first kind of happened, it's like, oh my God, and he went home with an idol. Can you believe that? Mm. Now they all go home with an idol.
Yeah, it happens.
It's like you have an idol in your pocket, you're going home.
Right.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's night 11. Mariah, back to see
on
you try.
The outs.
Mariah was the one on the outs. She was bummed. She wrote Ben's name down because I wish they didn't really get into what was the conversation as to why that happened.
Well, the conversation was everybody agreed they had to go with the girls or the boys.
Yeah, right.
And they decided to go with the boys. Mm. And if they told Mariah, then she would have told Jem.
She would have told Jem, yeah.
And so Mariah was the only one that didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the next day, day 12, game is about to change. Everyone has to drop their buffs.
Drop their buffs, but they don't get new ones.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing that regularly happens. It used to be everyone would be able to go to the tribe feast or whatever.
Nope.
Not anymore.
You have to earn them.
Yes.
You have to earn them. I was listening on the way over to Jeff's podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
He says, no, you have to earn your buff now.
Yeah.
We're not just giving them away.
Nothing's given. Yes. Yeah. Except after tribal council, then you can have your buff.
Exactly.
So the tribes head over to Nami Beach. So from Siga and Yanu all went to Nami.
Siga's trying to not spill their beans.
Right.
Because they're trying to look united when they all don't care about Mariah. Right.
The one thing, as they're getting ready to come over there, Hunter is searching for... Because I think what it was is the directions you either had to lose... Or merge.
Right.
And so he is madly trying to.
He's like, oh, find I think the box, I'm just going to go stretch my vibes, relax. Yeah. And he's digging and digging under the steps.
I can't remember. Did he find it?
Yes.
Oh, he did.
Okay. Yes. And then he had to go running into the jungle
right.
to get the box and unlock the box as they're going. And I don't know how much of this is really overlapping. Yes. It could have been hours before.
Right.
But they're showing that, him digging frantically as the boats are coming. Right. Closer and closer.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's
he's
probably
like,
hours different. But
it could have been, you know.
Yeah. Who was it? Somebody, was it Liz? He's on the stairs and someone's at the top of the stairs. I think it was Liz, maybe.
Yeah.
Talking to him, she's like, go away. He's like, because he had just found it.
He's like, I'm playing in the sand. Mm-hmm. I'm just like meditating on this step and he has to move over and try and find it. So I'm glad he found it though. I'm glad he knew where it was.
Everybody is now together.
Right.
And we get all the little conversations start happening.
Right.
Yeah.
So Hunter has an idol.
Yeah.
And Tiffany has an idol.
Right.
Because she was talking about, and I've got Andalicia here. Mm-hmm. And she pulls out her little idol.
She's named her idol. Yes. I thought that was funny.
So I'm going, okay. And I don't think anybody knows about either of those.
Yeah, definitely not Hunter, and I don't think Tiff either.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So then there's this conversation about, well, so Q, who had this final six with Tim and Hunter, and it was supposed to be along with, so Q and Tiffany, Tim and Maria,
and
Maria.
But Tim didn't tell Maria.
Yeah, yeah. And so Q's a little bit like, what's up, dude? And so that
Maria is totally confused because she's like, I would have thought that I wasn't.
Yeah, that it would be Ben.
Tim's number one. Uh-huh. So what's this all about?
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's going to fall apart real fast.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, given that one of the six doesn't know about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I forget. I don't know how many people are left exactly, but
13. Well, now 12.
12. No. Yeah, and that's the thing is, if that six actually stays together, or even if that six changes.
Exactly.
Like, if Maria is out, then they can put Ben in that slot or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, yeah.
I think that makes Tim shaky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Yeah, I think everybody's going like, what's the deal, Tim? You're not, what are you talking about?
Right, yeah. Yeah, Maria says, yeah, Tim would be like my number three.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Not my number one, and he's putting me as his number one. Interesting.
Yeah. Venus, of course.
She's networking hard.
Yeah,
she's networking. Mm-hmm. She's got a LinkedIn going through the sandcastles to everybody. Like,
yeah, she's having lots of conversations trying to find out what's going on.
It's too much, though. I'm surprised she was not voted out.
Yeah, me too. But I think Mariah was still... Yeah, because they saw Mariah kind of having conversations.
Well, Mariah, they said the problem with Mariah is... Mariah knows the fact, and Mariah knows her survivor.
Mm-hmm.
So they were afraid of her. She knows her facts and her.
Yeah, because Q was asking all sorts of questions, and Q went back to Hunter and said, "Yeah, Mo's dangerous.
She knows too much." Yeah, mm-hmm. so that was her downfall.
Right. Yeah.
And I liked Mariah better than Venus. Venus is a little shady.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little. If she was on a soap opera, she'd be the evil one. You know, totally.
Right. Yeah.
She was definitely networking hard.
Yeah, so we get to day 13, which is challenge day. They divide into two groups.
So crazy.
Yeah, they have to go under a muddy net, push a cart, collect bags.
But what are the odds that they would pull rocks and it'd be all women, one man.
Oh,
all
right.
All men, one woman.
Like,
what are the odds of that?
Yeah.
But I got to say, the women held their own.
They did. Yeah, yeah. It was very...
It's right down to...
Even though Purple ended up winning the challenge.
They
but
did,
yeah,
but,
it was Q,
yeah.
Tevin... Tim, Ben,
Hunter,
and Kenzie.
And Kenzie.
on
and
the
then
purple
Charlie
team.
Was our...
Charlie was the one guy.
And then everybody else
Mariah,
was the angels.
Soda, Maria,
they were the angels.
Venus, and
Charlie's angels.
Yeah. It's like, even Jeff mentioned
well,
this is
and, but
the
really,
most
it
one-sided...
was who slowed him down so bad at the end?
Was it Venus?
No. Is there Liz? Liz?
Liz, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Liz was... She slowed him way down.
This was another interesting one in that... This challenge required everyone to do the puzzle.
Yes.
Which they don't usually do it that
way. I know.
Way. Yeah, so that was definitely...
And that ball, getting up that ball is hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was a tough one.
Yeah. Gosh, what was it? Who was it, Soda or Tiffany? I think it was Soda, actually, who just laid down and
exactly.
like was like the ladder. Everyone's
exactly.
climbing up her.
Just climb on up. Let's just go.
Hunter didn't get himself voted out.
I said, Hunter wins again.
Yeah, right.
Single-handedly, even though it's a team effort...
Yeah.
he came through.
It's such a difficult thing playing this game because you want to help your team, good. But you don't want to be that good.
Yeah.
Because he's going to get himself voted out.
And even though this was a complete team challenge, how come I'm saying Hunter wins again? What did Hunter do at the very... What did he do?
Well, he was able to do put the puzzle together.
But they all did. But yeah. It looks like Hunter is single-handed. Mm-hmm. In my mind now,
right.
I just keep seeing Hunter winning.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like, and I'm like, oh, boy, that's like... He's got a great big target.
So another interesting thing is that then because Orange lost, you can only vote for Charlie, Mariah, Soda, Maria. It's like everyone had immunity on the other side.
The 7 had immunity, 6 did not. Mm-hmm. So it's like, ooh, so it's either Venus or Mo.
Right.
And then Venus starts talking, well, what about Charlie? Mm-hmm. Maybe we should just vote out Charlie.
The one interesting makeup of this is you had the 3 former Nami's versus 3 former Sigas. Mm-hmm. It was Soda, Venus, and Liz from Nami. Versus Charlie, Mariah, and Maria.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. And so it was
broken down like that. So
I didn't realize that.
That was where. Who do you want to get rid of? Do you want to get rid of Siga or do you want to get rid of Nami?
Right. And both teams were going like, well, I don't want to get rid of a Siga. Well, I don't want to get rid of a Nami. I think Mariah was the clincher in that they just convinced everybody she knows a whole lot of shit.
Right. But I will tell you, this is just another reason why Nami may dominate this game. Because Nami convinced everybody to get a Siga out.
Yes.
Even though Nami is the one that has never been to tribal, never been to tribal before this. So it was a risk by everyone else to not get a Nami. Because from my end, or like I was now, playing Nami's this game, Nami's the only intact tribe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... But who knows how that's going to play.
Who knows?
So then it basically came down to Venus or Mariah. Tim was trying to protect Siga. Yeah, this is the thing pissing off Q is like, Tim wouldn't say anything.
No.
He was kind of
They're like,
things.
Give us just one name that you would consider all being good with. Well, no, we can't really do that.
Well, this is why you probably were wondering if Venus was going to go. Because so Tiffany tells Venus to vote Mo out.
Right.
And then Venus tries to switch it and get Tevin out.
Right.
And then Q was pissed off about this.
They were
damn, this girl. Yeah.
I think Venus was really nervous.
I'm sure.
I kind of thought she was going to go. I was shocked it was Mo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the end, I really was.
Was it a tribal or what? Oh, it was a tribal that Mariah before. Said... was not a unanimous vote. She finally admits, like, hey, this was not unanimous. And yes, she tried. She tried to turn it around.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, now they are a tribe of 12. Mm-hmm. And on the podcast, Jeff, they were talking to Dee, who won last year, on there. And they're saying, what's that like when you merge? She goes, it's awful. Because now where I always hung my clothes to dry, somebody else thinks they get to hang their clothes there.
Put your goddamn
and now
clothes in
we're, you know, now we're all on this, you know, bamboo with the tarp. And every time I move, and I'd wake up just to count heads to make sure nobody's out,
looking
you know,
rivals.
Talking amongst themselves or anything. Oh, yeah. And they have a designated area to... have their lavatory.
Okay. Yeah.
And now it's more crowded and you have to watch your step. And I'm like, oh, all these things. And I'm like, ooh. She goes, no, it's horrible.
Yeah. It's a couple of just interesting things about the vote and in the end of tribal. Tevin got an extra vote. So now Tevin has an extra vote.
Right.
His little card that he had.
Right. Because he convinced, because why?
I think it was because he went on one of the journeys. And
I was reading the thing. It's like, because you were able to persuade you.
Right.
And I'm like, what did he do? Mm-hmm. I missed that.
Mariah played her shot in the dark. Failed.
Failed.
The only interesting thing on the vote, everyone voted for Mo except Charlie. Charlie voted for Venus.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's
I do like Charlie.
Yeah. I don't know why that happened. If he was out because people thought he would tell Mo, what was the story?
I don't know.
That was interesting.
We didn't hear that backstory.
Yeah, so we'll see how that
plays
out.
It will be interesting. But I mean, from this point on, I mean, all Hunter has to do is just keep winning because now they're going to be individual challenges.
Right. Yeah.
And wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's two ways this can go. You have this group of 6 that Q and Hunter and Tim
if they
created,
keep that. Yeah. But Hunter's even in that.
Yeah. Right. or there's Nami. So Hunter is positioned very well.
Very
right
well.
Because Nami as a tribe is still 6.
Nami as a tribe is safe. The Journey 6 is its own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Hunter's own individual abilities is its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he's pretty covered.
Yeah.
He's got insurance.
But people are going to notice that he's very good at all this.
And but if he keeps winning, then they can't vote him out.
Yeah, but
and he's got his idol that nobody knows about.
That's what's happened, and it's happened. Anyway, so good fun. Good episode. Enjoyed it. And
I'm looking forward to individual challenges now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So, like I said, Hunter is positioned to win this game, but people see it
and never know.
All he has to do is lose one time, and then he's done.
Yeah,
but he's also got friends right now.
He's very well liked, and he's not obnoxious at all.
Yeah, just very good at what he does. So, all right, we'll be back next week. More Amazing Race, more Survivor, maybe something else.
Maybe the challenge.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, we will see you next week.
Okay, bye.